I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We can also remember saying that when we were in junior high.
Yeah, it goes back a ways, doesn't it?
It's awesome.
Yeah, very much. Emily?
Terry? Father in heaven, thank you for allowing us to gather together this evening. Please bless us that we'll keep the best interests of our community and its residents at heart. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
So Keith, like I was saying, it's a pleasure to get to...
Oh, you did. I'm good. Thank you.
A pleasure to get to meet you in person. And of course, this is an extra meeting.
I appreciate that.
We're holding and things like that. We usually wouldn't do it, but...
I just have a short bill window up here, and I got to grab as much summer as I can.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Things like that, but anyhow. So what we'd like to do is, you're the only item on the agenda. And what we'll do is... do you want to describe to us a little bit about your home, where it's at? And
this is for a client. His name's Brad and Tracy Ball. Okay. He's a retired doctor in St. George.
Where is it?
Yeah. Across the back.
This way?
Yeah.
Down on the west end.
Yeah, you go past the cemetery, and it's probably the fifth one on the left, something like that.
As you come this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll be up on, the left. Up on your road there on the left, yeah, just like that. So.
Yep.
Nice, yeah. Nice home.
You've been doing this for years.
Yeah, pretty good at mountain homes. I like building mountain homes.
Yeah,
better.
Yeah. Well, the one you build up by our place is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, pretty good size and all that kind of stuff.
There. Yeah, I'll be a permanent resident. We're moving into it, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, are you going to take it yeah. off sale?
What's that?
Are we taking it off the market?
Yeah, we took it off the market. So,
the one up there?
Yeah.
So we live there full time?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have too much. I have too much work up here, so I'm just going to live up here.
What about these guys? You know what
they're summer mostly.
Okay.
He has a nice home down in Bloomington.
Okay.
And so, but they have a lot of grandkids and a great family.
Any idea what kind of doctor he was?
He was a dentist in Arizona.
Okay.
Dentist for quite some time.
What's the square footage on this?
About 6,100, something 61? Like that.
6,501.
6,501, something
like that. Now, yeah, did we have a question about the garage? Is that included?
Well, the garage was not counted as part of what you put as the permit, so that is another 1,253. So
this
it's 7,754 is what we would assess.
Okay. Because I don't know my daughter wrote the check up for. For
76.94. I'll adjust the invoice to 76.94.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Since you have a check.
Yeah. How big a lot is it?
Two and a half acres.
Two and a half acres or something like
that. Are the 2.5 acres all considered one lot? Mm-hmm. Or are they separate lot? But yeah. So they're all one parcel?
They adjusted the lot line up here. It used to be straight like that. And then they purchased that from that. Landowner.
Okay. Where's the road? I'm trying to figure.
It's right here. So you come up here, and there's a power pole there, and we're putting in a road here. We're actually going to go all the way around.
And then where's the road in past the cemetery?
The cemetery. Oops. Cemetery is right about here somewhere, and the road is right way at the bottom.
Okay.
Down
so
here.
It's off the map. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's up the hill a little bit.
Yeah, we're up in the hill pretty far.
Cool.
And we just finished trimming all the trees. I went 4 feet up and just cleared it all out.
Oh, I saw that. So, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
From ground floor up.
Mm-hmm. Big boulders by the gate too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they've done the Forest Service has done some work behind it up there.
Yeah, Forest Service did some clearing just above it, I think. So
they've done a lot around here.
Yeah.
Golf simulator.
That's important.
Yeah. I need to get to know these guys. Simulation doesn't seem to help them.
How long did you take to build that one over there? It's
about 9-10 months.
9 or 10 months, yeah, typical. This will be about the same.
That one was a challenge, right?
Yeah, you had the ground stuff.
Yeah, we watched it.
I wanted to get it lower and not stick out of the ground, but the county, even though I'm on the planning commission with the county, they didn't let me.
Uh-huh.
have what I wanted to do.
No.
So it made me lift it out of the ground 3 feet.
Mm. Wow.
So.
We'll have some questions here for you in a few minutes, just looking this over and everything else. It'll be
this home will be almost 98% Class A fire rated on the entire exterior.
Okay.
The home I built up there is literally a Class A fire rated home, except for the beams. The outside batten board is hardy, which is the cement material. Behind that, I have 2 inches of mineral wool, rigid mineral wool. That's also fireproof and moldproof and all the nine yards. So, and the roof is all aluminum, which is a powerful radiant barrier and fire protection. And then the softened fascia is also aluminum. So.
Does that home have a sprinkler system too?
No, not with the Class A fire rating.
I don't need it.
No. So.
This is interesting, isn't it? So is this above the garage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Kind of fun.
Yeah. Kind of a bunk room.
But you're saying he had a large family, has a large family?
Yeah, and they have like 7 grandkids, 3 kids, something like that. I do a lot of attic trusses in my designs.
Yeah,
I do.
Well, the rest of us are going to the electrical, as we know, and everything else. We don't need to look at all that.
No, we actually don't even need to see your plans other than the site plan.
Right.
Because the overlay zone just has a call that the house can't be larger than 50% of the lot.
Oh, it's not.
So with 2.5 acres, you're fine.
Yeah.
And with you already going through this once, we probably don't need to go line by line through it. Except this, we like the construction person or the owner to come to the meeting in the spirit.
He wishes
you
could have been here, but. So.
No, it's okay. In the spirit of no surprises, because we don't want you to get down the road and then find out there's something in the overlay.
Yeah.
So same thing I'm sure you come up with on the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Harmony just adopted your overlay zone, much of it.
Yeah, we worked with them quite a bit on it.
That was nice to see that happen.
Now Virgin's working on one, trying to figure out whether to put one inside their little city incorporated area. So we'll see what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're aware that the county passed a new outdoor lighting ordinance that affects our overlay zone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually more restrictive than what is in the overlay zone. So in the spirit of no surprises, we just call your attention to that. Same thing with the fencing. You can do 6 feet all the way around up here, where normally the county is only 4 feet in the front. So that's
kind of I'm trying not to do any fencing at all.
Not obscuring.
I let the deer come on my property. I put some bushes on there that they're thorny so they don't eat them.
Yeah, and if you do
just
try
a garden, though. Anyway.
The overlay zone also covers if you have any outbuildings and accessories that can only take up so much of your property. So if you do get to that point, we just urge you to look back at the overlay zone.
Okay.
We don't have anything else mandated other than safety things like the metal roof. No, you can't have wood planks. But there are recommendations in there that were built kind of community up. We had community meetings, we had surveys, and so there's recommendations on colors and that kind of thing, but that's just all they are as recommendations.
Okay.
And it's all about just preserving the sense of place in Pine Valley, which I know you have a good sense for now.
The only thing I'm going to try to do on this property is I want to get some low profile lighting going up this drive because it winds up there.
Not sure that will be allowed.
So if I can have it face down.
I think you can do pathways. That's right, pathways.
Because otherwise he's going in the dark and he could run into
it. Yeah.
So if I can do that every 40 feet or something, maybe 3-4 feet up.
Pathway lighting, as long as it's down, can't be mounted more than 10 feet above ground.
Must be low profile.
Seasonal, architectural lighting, landscape lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Prohibited lighting are the, pre-programmable under the eaves lighting are prohibited.
Yeah.
Up lighting, unshielded spotlights, floodlights, those kinds of things. So those are all.
Everything to point down and no floodlights at all.
Okay, great.
So,
do you have any questions for us or anything we can answer?
No. Is there a fire fee every year? I can't remember.
Yes,
fire assistant. It's $270.
Okay, I didn't know what that was.
It's not a lot of money.
He just wanted to know, so I'll let him know.
Yeah.
And do I need to give you his address for that?
We
pull it off of the calendar.
3136 Chicken Hamlin. I've got it.
It's
on the form you filled out.
Yes, on that.
Plus, I know who owns that lot, so I send them a $100 fire assessment fee, or impact assessment fee each year. So okay. Then it's when the house is on it, it's $270.
Okay. Right.
And the impact fee is just a one time.
Yeah, this is a one time.
And that goes straight to the fire department, completely right. Separate than the overlay zone.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah, that's fine.
Now, Keith, are you on the planning commission in the county?
Yeah.
Somebody? Okay, so then you're aware of this process that we've been working on 3 years now?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
I heard that you're probably on the planning commission there and things like that. So. Mm-hmm.
Is Mark still on there with you? Mark Owens.
I think so. There's one gentleman who just left. There's been a lot of changeover lately. We have two new people on the planning commission. Uh-huh. It's a woman. I haven't met her yet. We just put her in. Accepted her name last week.
Yeah.
And there's another man who just starts. Can't remember his name.
Well, like Emily was saying, the whole process here is just to preserve Pine Valley from going commercial and all that kind of stuff.
What do you know about that small piece of commercial down the road?
I got a thing today asking me if they owed money, which is usually the prelim before a house sale, so I have talked to the title company, so it has changed hands with the title company.
Yeah, we actually have it outlined in the overlay zone of what kind of commercial is accepted and what isn't. So it's pretty well in black and white of what they can do and what they can't. What he wanted to do before tiny homes was approved before the overlay zone went in, so. They won't be able to do something like that, but they can do a rural market, there's all sorts of other businesses they can do, but it's all designed to keep the rural and preservation fit.
Yeah, I wanted to build a store that mimicked the exact store in Kirtland, Ohio.
Mm.
Noel K. Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney store. I actually wanted to do a duplicate of that there. An exact duplicate.
In this house? On this property?
On that commercial property. Just have a store that's it might exactly like that, but I didn't have the capital and money. But that's what I wanted to do.
It's a pretty expensive. Somebody told me it was pretty.
They wanted $400,000,
yeah,
for 2/3 of an acre.
Yeah,
So as long as they follow the overlay zone, the county's good.
Yeah, we'll see. I just didn't want it to be another realty office or something.
Yeah,
something
that would be cool. Yeah, the Whitney front.
If you don't want the money, that's what I would build.
Well, and you can only do it in the summer months. The winter months are pretty sparse here,
But they have so much traffic going down the hill. Why not have one source of revenue for the city up here,
Yeah.
It'd be nice, but something cute. Yeah. Old-fashioned candies and stuff like that.
I remember years ago, there was that store right here on the north side of the highway.
Right across the street.
Yeah, right over here, where you could stop in and get some fishing stuff or some...
Yeah.
Ice cream or whatever.
Well, the first store up here is west of the Gardner home. It's got an old historic. Yeah,
I think it was the Lloyd people.
Yeah, it was the first store in Pine Valley. It's right
that brick building, that small brick building you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was the Burgess store. It's on the property there. That was built in 1880.
Yeah. Well, and there was there was a gas pump on the corner house, the Beckstrom house.
Yeah.
There was a gas pump and something there in the 40s. But that's gone. I don't think we can get there. Can't be a gas station there, right?
No, I don't think so.
I can't remember if we did that with the.
I thought that was excluded.
I can't remember now. It's 3 years ago. I can't remember 3 months ago.
I wouldn't recommend a gas station up here.
No.
At convenient markets in conjunction with gas stations.
Allowable or not allowed?
With the exception of that's not allowed.
That's not enough
with
space.
With the exception of a country store is defined in this overlay code.
It's not going to have enough space for
Gas stations, laundries, liquor stores, mortuaries, automobile, you name it. We tried to think of everything we could pull from other ones. Any other questions that you have for us?
No, that's all I got.
So do we have a motion on all of this?
I move that we have recommended to the county that the Kelch project for the walls be approved.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, very good. Okay. Welcome you here. And
sorry if you had to make the trip. Glad we got it done.
If you can fill in with that check, you can be not too. My penmanship is amazing.
That's right over there.
Yeah,
he handles that.
Yeah.
Do you use this McQuay quite a bit?
A couple times. I have an architect I use up in Salt Lake. He used to work down here.
Yeah.
But he was a framer when he started and got into an accident. He's a paraplegic. So he's a phenomenal draftsperson because he was a framer for such a long time.
Yeah.
So he knows what you can and cannot do. So.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I'll let you fill in that check.
So when do you hope to start?
Okay. We've already started. We started to clear it out the brush.
Some of the ground stuff.
Yeah, right? They've been mulching for like a week now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got big piles of mulch everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, getting that.
You gonna use that on the property or haul it away?
Yep,
or?
It's gonna be spread all over the property, all over up there.
Are you doing the Savage home that's down this way?
And there is a section in there on fire pits that you're probably aware of. The fact they have to be permanent. You can't have anything that's movable and 6 feet around it.
I don't need to be careful to get into that right now. This is the framers, if it's wintertime, they produce a little pit because they get cold when they go out there. And we're going to get it framed up before winter. So.
Good. Hopefully we'll have a winter.
That was a dry winter.
The last couple of years.
3 6 inches.
Yeah.
That was
going to
finish.
I think we adjourn. Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
I need my phone.
All in favor of adjourn?
Aye.
Okay.
Did you guys need a copy of this at all?
No. The little copies you mailed. Okay. That was sufficient.